This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Whenever you attempt to do something for God, don't be surprised if you encounter opposition. At first, it might not seem to be opposition, but be alert. Ezra 4 describes the process. When the enemies heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to them and said, "Let us help you build because, like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him." The leaders of the Jews were wise in rejecting their offer. Their wisdom became evident when the enemy showed their true colors. Ezra 4, 4-5 says, "Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They hired counselors to work against them and frustrate their plans. The project was started despite their fear. Now, under relentless attack, they allowed their fear to get the upper hand. Frustration overtook them. When their enthusiasm waned, the enemy lodged an accusation against them to the new king, Xerxes. In this accusation, they encouraged him to check historical records to find evidence that the city of Jerusalem is a rebellious city, a place of rebellion from ancient times. They claimed that if the king didn't stop this project before it was finished, it would come back to haunt him. He had a search made, and sure enough, it was found to be true. So the king ordered the building project to be stopped until he ordered otherwise. Satan knows how to stop us from doing God's will. We'll learn from our study of this book how to overcome his attack."